way. Oh, upwards we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I was... Do y'all remember when I said back there that we were just about to bump into the atomic nucleus? Yeah. Turns out I was wrong. We hadn't even been 3 miles in out of a 9-mile trip when I said that. But, looks like we're starting another episode, so I guess I have to say this. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and correspondents of Irresistible Fiction in no way reflect the official views and opinions of Orkin, Raptor, and Racket International. ORNR's Department of Pan-Dimensional Communication does not license, nor does it provide the purported technology used to create Irresistible Fiction. This podcast is not a product of, nor is it endorsed by, Orkin, Raptor, and Racket International. I'm David Getchy, Sierra Lupe, but you can all call me Getch, because even in a subatomic sporting event, there are way too many Daves. And this is Irresistible Fiction, because somebody's got to take the deep dives into the bullshit. Might as well be us. And here we are, rocketing across the fictional vacuum at the center of some random hydrogen atom. I've got the ORNR Nucleic Alignment app running on my subatomic Nexus 5. Y'all can hear it pinging there in the background. And that's because somewhere in the middle of this 19-mile-wide sphere is the 1-foot-wide nucleus, and the only way we're gonna find it is with this app running on my phone to guide us to it. All right. Well, those are the proximity alarms I set up in my app. Looks like we're getting close to the atomic nucleus for real this time. Just have to hit the brakes and... Oh. Oops. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, my. Huh. Let me just check here. Everything's good. Everything's good. Wow. So, does my jetpack exploding when it smacks into the atomic nucleus count as a nuclear explosion? Because if it does, I just survived a point-blank nuclear blast. Whoa. No brakes. All right, my friends, this is where being fictional comes in handy, because right now we are well and truly screwed. I can't tell you exactly what that thing is that just wiped out my jetpack. It's sort of fuzzy if I'm not looking directly at it, and you know, when I do look at it, it seems to change depending on what I expect to see. But whatever it is, without my jetpack, we can't get to it. We're stranded here, floating in the vacuum. Oh, and oxygen? I forgot to tell you about this. Oxygen molecules are gargantuan compared to us. So, yeah, we're kind of suffocating right now. Sucks to be us, right? Okay, yeah, but since we're all fictional, I got this. You know, sometimes it's good to be fictional. Oh, and folks, I know you don't believe you're fictional, at least not yet. Einstein didn't believe it either. Unfortunately, my friends, we're living in a time of perilously high levels of bullshit. We won't have the option to not believe it for much longer. As it happens, this is a special fictional elevator put out by the OR&R Department of Nanotechnology. Not only will this elevator take us down into the core of the nucleus, but it will also shrink us down 2,000 times smaller. Oh, and check this out. Y'all remember Norway Hansford? I asked you to watch out for him? Yeah. Norway, he's some sort of weird nonviolent Freddy Krueger now. What we were doing at the Department of Pan-Dimensional Communication, it somehow affected him. It's like we gave him an all-access pass to the collective unconscious. Anyway, we're here in this elevator, and it's about to open up on the inside of the atomic nucleus, which is really small. We can't see atoms with microscopes. When you get down to this level, way deep down inside the atom, all we can do is measure energy. In light of those facts, Norway, in his infinite wisdom, spray-painted his favorite slogan on the back of this elevator. Give your symbols power. That's his slogan. And it makes sense. At this scale, everything is symbolic. Oh yeah, and you know how when these elevator doors open up, inside the atomic nucleus, we're supposed to find the source for all the matter in the universe? We're gonna need to keep searching. It's the same thing in the nucleus as it was in the atom, just at a smaller scale. Big empty space, tiny, tiny hunk of something in the center. But the nucleus is much more compact. Now this galactic Quidditch sports sphere is only 2,000 feet across, instead of the 19 miles for the atom. Still, it's all just empty space inside empty space. And what do you folks think? If this pattern holds true, will that hunk of something in the center of the nucleus be just as empty as the rest of the atom? Maybe not quite as empty, but definitely weirder. Don't worry though, Einstein's got us covered with his E equals MC squared. It doesn't make things less weird, but it kinda helps explain what the hell's going on around here. Tell you what, I enjoy crowds, so I think I'm gonna hang out here for a bit. I've got tickets to the afternoon match. The Finnegan Flyers are going up against the Charming Strangers. The subatomic social media buzz for this match has been massive. Let's meet back at the elevator later on. The elevator's more efficient and, frankly, it's less dangerous. Excuse me. Oh, hey, speaking of social media, we are Irresistible Fiction on Facebook. Stop on by. Drop us a line at irresistiblefiction@gmail.com. You know we're awash in pseudoscience and bullshit. What do you think about that? I'd love to hear from you.
Next time out, we'll have a little bit of Einstein and a whole lot of concentrated bullshit way deep down inside the atomic nucleus, which is already way deep down inside the atom. An irresistible fiction. Sorry, pardon me. Excuse me, I think that's my seat. W23, that's what's on my ticket. Hey, there's no need to pull out your wand.